Sarah.
Hey, Molly.
Did you hear about our coupon code for our podcast listeners?
No, tell me more.
Well, we have an inner strength meditation on our website at a discount for our podcast listeners. All they need to do is put in the coupon code podcast at checkout.
Ooh, now that is an awesome deal. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Sarah.
Aren't you forgetting something?
No. What?
Our services, silly.
Oh, yeah. They might want to know about that, too.
Right. You can book a group healing session or sign up for an upcoming class on our website.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes?
Can you remind them how to spell the butterfly connection?
Absolutely. It's the butterfly connection, spelled KINECTION.com.
Thanks so much. And while you're on there, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Yuppers.
This podcast is part of the Soul Zone Network.
Hello, hello, it's Molly
and Sarah
from thebutterflyconnection.com.
We're all connected and we're not alone. What if you could rebirth your soul, spark movement in your life, and reconnect with your authentic self?
Join us each week as we connect with Source to answer the burning questions that lie deep within us and gain clarity and wisdom to soar to our greatest potential.
Welcome to the Butterfly Connection,
where the kinetics of your soul will give you wings to fly.
This is BK41, Living Fearlessly, Acceptance.
Hello, hello, it's Molly and Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
I hope you all had a fantastic week, and we are so glad that you are tuning in with us this week. This week, part of our Living Fearlessly series, we would like to talk a little bit about acceptance. And not just accepting things for the way that they are, but also accepting the fact that if you do not like the way things are, especially in the way you are living or in your situation, having the courage and strength to move forward so that you can reach a place of acceptance within yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, I feel this has something to do with understanding and accepting others for where they're at and allowing that to help you move forward.
Yes. And in talking about accepting others, let's talk a little bit about what we need to do to get to the place where we're able to accept others. We need to remember that everyone is in their own place in life because that is their journey. And in accepting where that person is at, you have to be willing to see the bigger picture. You have to be willing to look at, like we talked about in empathy, you have to be able to see them for where they are at, accept them for where they are at, and support them along their journey. Because it's important that we all remember that we all make decisions to move forward in our own time. And certain things have to happen in our lives for us to be able to make the decisions to move forward. And in that is a big part of accepting that person on their journey. Acceptance can be kind of frustrating in many ways when it comes to accepting others for where they're at. But I truly feel that if we are capable of being able to see that and to watch that person grow, that it actually helps lead us into the direction of being able to accept ourselves.
Absolutely. I know one thing we talked about in the last podcast was that, you know, if we're constantly worried about what other people are doing, that is very draining on us, very draining on our souls, very draining on our ability to focus on ourselves, to get to a point to accept ourselves. I think it's important to mention too that in accepting people for on their journey and understanding that they may choose or choose not to learn their lessons, that we don't drain ourselves of our own energy trying to help them or try to change them in some way. That is a big part of accepting. It's something that I have struggled with because some of the people in my life I could see doing things and being things and they are choosing not to. And it's like Molly said, it's very frustrating. Acceptance is hard, I think, because of that frustration, but also because we see or we can see the good in people and the things that they could be doing to help themselves. So acceptance is understanding that that person may never be or choose the path that you might think that would help them.
Yes. And bouncing back on what Sarah is saying about accepting people on their path, we have to remember as well, we don't know exactly what that person's path looks like. Even though we can sit back and go, oh, well, if they did this, their life would be easier. Or if they did this, they would be happier. We don't know the process. We don't know what their life's process and their journey looks like. We really don't. In our journey, even we don't really fully know what our journey looks like. Even those of us that are intuitive don't fully know what our journey looks like. A lot of times your finish line looks the same, but how you get to that is very different. And we don't see that. So part of the acceptance factor is letting go of this idea that we have in our minds of what we think is best for others and what we think they should be doing, and just allow them to live their life and focus on whatever they are meant to be learning and seeing. What goes along with that as well, I think jealousy is something that we need to talk about as something that can make it tricky to accept. Because a lot of times too, when we see other people doing things, whether it's stuff that, like say someone's doing something that you wish that you were doing, it can even be hard to accept a person for where they're at because you wish you were in that direction or already where they are in life. So acceptance isn't just a frustrating thing because you think that someone needs to be somewhere. It can also be flipped around where you want to be where that person is and you have a hard time accepting them for where they're at because you think that you should be where they're at as well. And that's extremely important to really reflect upon, is that aspect.
Yes. And as you were talking there, Molly, I was thinking too that in jealousy, I think the very first thing that happens in our minds is judgment then. You know, we start judging, why aren't they being the person I know they could be? Molly is absolutely right. I totally agree. It isn't for us to decide whether other people are doing. And there's a trust factor. There's a faith factor in all of this. What I think it really comes down to is this. Are you living within your mind? Are you living within your ego? Or now living in your heart and living in your soul? Because to really get to the level of acceptance, it's what Molly said, you have to be able to let go of all these ego-related things, jealousy, judgment, frustration, feeling like you have a sense of knowing about what should happen or what will happen. We don't have that ability. We only have the signs in front of us We only have the trust in source. We only have what our soul is yearning for to guide us along in very, very baby steps. And we're not supposed to see the end result, because by our choices, that end result may change. But there is one thing for sure. If you follow your soul's call and you begin to accept, an entire new magical world opens up, because then you can truly focus on yourself.
Yeah. And it's important to remember the growth is in the lessons, not in the victory. The growth is in the lessons. The victory comes after all of the lessons along the way. So I think that it's extremely important that we stop always looking for the finish line and for the victory, and we allow ourselves to grow and accept. And I also want to address the fact of how it can be easy for us to get frustrated with what others are doing. And many times that is because that person is reflecting back what we wish we were taking the time to do. It's so easy to see what other people should be doing, so we don't have to inner reflect about what we should be doing. And I think the beautiful thing about the universe and source and our angels and guides, many times, well, I would actually say most of the time, people are placed in our lives in certain poignant parts of our lives for growth. And many times, certain people that we butt heads with are there to help us see what we're not seeing within ourselves. Someone for 2 minutes in the grocery store, you had that moment with them because there was a greater purpose to it. There was a greater purpose to your growth. There was a greater purpose to their growth. And there was probably a lesson in acceptance there. And it's really important that we start seeing everything. We start living in that moment and really paying attention to all of the little things that are coming in our direction for our lessons and for acceptance.
Yes. And when you can start to notice and start to see these little interactions and how they play into, you know, your acceptance of others, I think that is the point in time when you can start to look inward, because you can't really reflect upon yourself at first, because there's so many external things going on, and we don't, as a society, really sit and reflect every day and say, what should I be doing? What am I doing? Do I love myself? Do I love what I'm doing? We can't really get to a point of accepting who we are until we are 100% certain who we are around everyone else. Because it's other people who show us the mirror. It's other people who reflect back to us what we're not willing to face, like Molly said. So how can you get to a point of accepting yourself? I think that comes down to the realization, as Molly was saying. But asking yourself the question, what am I supposed to be doing? What brings me joy?
Yes, absolutely. Completely agree, Sarah. And then I think that it's important that once you get into those places and you ask those questions, you have to start taking the steps to accept yourself. And in accepting yourself, that does not mean that you should just go, okay, this is who I am. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm staying. And game over. That's not what we mean about accepting yourself. We have to accept ourselves for where we're at in this moment, in the exact moment we're in. And upon accepting ourselves in that moment for who we are, for where we're at, then you can take the next step and say, do I want to grow? I hope that the answer is yes, because I truly believe to grow as we pass into other planes of existence or however you choose to believe, I feel that we're always growing. But I do feel that there are many times in this lifetime that we sometimes get a little arrogant and think that we've learned everything that we learned. And then we go, well, this is who I am. But is it really? Is it really who you are? Or have you just stopped the potential? And if you have stopped the potential of who you are and where you could be going, then you need to accept yourself for that place, but open your eyes and allow yourself to see the bigger meaning and the bigger picture, and allow yourself to take that next baby step to continue to move forward in growth and acceptance.
Yes, 100%, totally. The other thing I was thinking of too is you also, in learning to accept where you're at and be willing to see growth in the past, it's hard sometimes for me to grow, really grow and really see the potential that I have, because I'm so hung up on being angry at myself for not seeing it sooner, or not seeing it at all, or watching everybody else around me excel and wondering what's wrong with me because I haven't started the process that I know I need to start. Those are all things to think about. But I think if you can just forgive yourself in the fact that everybody is in their own place and in their own journey, I think that can actually open the door for you to see the potential in front of you. And there could be doors opening up all around you and you're just not seeing it, because we tend to face the past. We tend to face all of the things that we wish we could have, all of those things that we put in our brains. So we have to let all of that go. And in doing so, we can see the potential. And then we make the choice. Do I want to grow? Do I want to stay stuck stagnant in this place? Do I want to live in the past? And that is all going to be up to you and what you feel motivated to do and how much you want to see change in your life. Because really what we're talking about here is accepting, but it's accepting that things are going to change. And change is scary. I find it hard sometimes to accept anything, because if I have to accept it, then I can't see what's on the other side anymore. And I can't see what's on the other side of the door. So I don't open the door. I stay stagnant. And I don't accept things for where they're at. I try to hibernate. So in my experience, you know, it's not working. And it hasn't worked. But what if you could open the door? And even if you don't see what's on the other side, still walk through it. I think that is where you can come to a place, not just forgiving yourself, not just accepting yourself, but allowing yourself to have the courage to move forward, even though you don't know what it's going to be like.
And in accepting where you are on your path is also letting go of the control of the things you have no control over. I think it's so challenging at times for some of us, and me included, to have blind faith that if I don't have control over everything, things will work out. And we have control over ourselves and our choices, but we do not have control over anything other than that. And I think it's important that we remember that in accepting, we have to let go of the things that we cannot control. Because you cannot accept something if you're trying to control something or someone. Because no one wants to be controlled either. And we can't accept someone if we're too busy trying to control them. And this plays just a big of a role in acceptance of ourselves and of others, is letting go of that control. We need to remember that in trying to control something that is not going to help us to feel fulfilled, that is not going to give us the answers that we're looking for, that it's not going to allow us to have a deeper relationship or connection with another person either. And we have to love and respect each other for where we're at.
Yes. And when we try to control others because we are unwilling to accept things and have blind faith, then we live in fear. And what we've been talking about the past few weeks and then what we're going to continue talking about is living fearlessly. So if you let go of the control and you accept yourself and others for where they are at and where you are at, you are in essence living fearlessly.
Absolutely. So I hope that you were able to take some poignant things away in this conversation today. And our hope for you this week is to learn to see others in the way that they are, to accept them for where they're at, to accept yourself for who you are and where you're at, and to allow yourself to move forward so that your soul can blossom and grow in the way that it is meant to be.
Yes.
Have a beautiful, blessed week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Butterfly Connection with Molly Ray and Sarah Courtney.
Look for Soul Reflections Academy on our website, thebutterflyconnection.com, and sign up for our free Soul Reflection Challenge.
We would love to hear from you. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and give us a review. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And join us next week for another soul-connecting conversation.